Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in the Lake County Press with writer and editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this fine morning?
Jingle bells on great time.
Oh, yeah, a portent of what is to come. So, we've got a few interesting stories this morning in front of us. Why don't we start out with the Waterfront Committee discussing Agate Bay Shoreline Project?
Sure. Excuse me, Tom. So this goes back to a meeting that was held a few weeks ago following the Two Harbors City Council meeting. And as you know, the City Council has designated themselves as the Waterfront Committee. So the full council was there just immediately following the meeting. This presentation was specifically about a grant opportunity that has been approved and accepted to look at just the shoreline. So really 50 feet from the edge of the water inland and 50 feet into the water. So very specifically the shoreline development, and Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District helped get this grant opportunity. It's a whole conglomeration of different entities working together on this, but essentially it's through NOAA's Great Lakes Restoration Project and federal funding. And this project pays for a design for the shoreline specifically to make it sustainable. So if you think about the health of the shoreline, if you ever think about the health of the shoreline, some of us do, but it's kind of a niche idea. Thank goodness people are thinking about it. So the idea of how to protect it from erosion, from wave impacts, and from pollution as well, and in the process, make it a much more approachable and accessible area for everyone. So right now we have this really incredible shoreline, but it's not really easy to access. There's a lot of riprap there. There's a lot of debris from the concrete docks that were once useful. So I included a map with the ideas that the design team from a company called Dewberry, hired by NOAA, has put together. They will have met since I put this together and formalized some more ideas that they're going to take back to the City Council for approval. They're hoping to have this design done by next summer. And there's not money yet in place for going past that, but it's the kind of the first step of, okay, if there's a design and the council approves it, then money can be sought. And I think there's a good chance that it will go forward to preserve this area to make it more accessible and healthier, basically, overall. I'm really excited about it. It feels like the first real project that may come to fruition with all of the discussions we've had around the Two Harbors waterfront.
You bet. This is a project that is long overdue. We have seen very spectacular effects in the past on both Burlington Bay and Agate Bay shorelines. After major storms, an area in Burlington Bay that was residential property close to the city has had their shoreline washed away several times over the years, and bushel baskets full of money have been spent in that area to try to mitigate some of that and make it not as severe as it once was. And so with this brandy new shoreline that the City of Two Harbors is going to be laying claim to, it's a good idea to do what we can to preserve it and protect it and make sure that the shoreline stays, well, along the shoreline.
Yeah, exactly. And I do want to add one more thing that I think is really important that came out of this story, and that's that Mayor Lou Connor suggested to the Waterfront Committee that there be an expansion of sort of moving forward with all of these projects, and he recommended the formation of a citizen task force to go beyond just having city councilors and administrators be the deciders or the discussers about the Agate Bay waterfront. And so there was not a decision made, but he made a strong case for expanding that to include people of the business community, people from Friends of the Waterfront, people from Friends of the NNG, and hopefully other citizens that would meet regularly to talk about how we want to move forward with our waterfront development.
This would probably be a pretty good idea. It would get some concerned citizens involved in information gathering, discussion, brainstorming, and taking a little bit of the burden off of the city council to do all of that, plus their city council duties. So I think that might be a pretty good idea. Moving on, Silver Rapids Lodge up in the Section 30 area has withdrawn their permits for their resort expansion.
Indeed, I'm so pleased that you know that it's Section 30. So this is in the far reaches of Lake County. And since so many of us live in this little bitty spot in the southern portion of Lake County, there's a lot of Lake County going on up there. And it does include the Fall Lake area. And this Silver Rapids Lodge, which does exist and has existed for many years, was purchased from a large company. And there's a large developer involved, as well as some local faces as well. And it's had a lot of controversy. They wanted to change a lot of stuff about it. There was a good deal of pushback from a citizens group and ultimately resulted in the DNR and the citizens group both filing lawsuits against Lake County, specifically planning and zoning, who made the decision to approve a permit for the expansion. There's just too many issues to get into in this one story for this time, Tom. But the newest news is that the developers withdrew their permits just before the court case hearing. So now we're in a bit of an unknown territory. There's still some arguments going on. The judge did not rule. He felt there wasn't anything to rule on whether the permits were valid or not since they had been withdrawn. The DNR and the citizens group are concerned that this may have been something like a ploy to avoid legal action, and they're concerned that the lodge owners will submit permits in the future that may not differ much from what they had already submitted. So stay tuned on this one.
You bet. Vigilance is a key word here. You know, our environment has taken millennia to evolve and generate and create itself. We should be willing to spend a few months or years even to make sure that we don't uncreate it. And so I think prudence is a good thing. With winter coming, this next piece is very important. A lot of locals who are financially eligible to apply for energy assistance are not doing it. Only about 20% of them have. There's money available. Locals are urged to apply for energy assistance.
Exactly. So I'm glad we're sounding this bell again. And you're referring specifically to a letter from our Paul Iverson here in Two Harbors, who's long been a proponent for people accessing benefits that they're eligible for. And I just love that he's bringing more attention to that. He laid out very specifically income threshold levels. They might be higher than you expect, and you may still qualify. And so he steers people towards some really great resources for energy assistance to help with heating. And also, if you have a furnace problem and you need to have it replaced, and we all know that that is an emergency, this is a really great resource to apply through the AEOA. And the information for contact is in that piece on A4.
You bet. Furnaces are a special case. The older ones are getting a little bit more fragile, a little bit less reliable, and are prone to failure. The modern ones are you know, they're quite sophisticated, and therein is their weakness. A 25-cent transistor can take your $1,000 furnace and turn it into a paperweight. So check up on those things. Got a couple stories left here. One of them is about a missing dog, a pup. It's been gone for the last 4 or 5 days. And has there been any updates on that?
Well, there's only been some good news, but not the best news. R2 is still missing, and he is Leanne Christensen's dog, and he's still out there. He was spotted yesterday, so we're recording this on Thursday. There was a known sighting on Wednesday this week. The sighting has been sort of behind the hospital area near the golf course kind of vicinity. He seems to have hunkered down somewhere and has been spotted every few days. There has been people. He's really scared. Somebody tried to catch him yesterday and he ran away. So we're hoping more eyes, more people, more hands to somehow lure him in. There's open water out there, so we're assuming he's getting water. And there is also some people have been putting out, his owners have been coordinating putting out food, and it appears to be he's accessing it. So please help find R2 for Christmas.
Is he still decked out in a red sweater?
As far as I know, his red sweater is intact. In the sighting yesterday, it sounds like he still has that on, a Christmas sweater.
Very good. Well, let's hope the best for the little pooch. I know how I feel about the dogs that have been in my life, and I can appreciate how these people must be feeling. We're going to close out with a piece about the Silver Bay Library reopening.
Sure. So they just had their grand reopening. There was an expansion and a renovation at the Silver Bay Public Library with Shannon Walls up there helping to get that all coordinated to happen. They had to move out temporarily for a few weeks into the Mary Mac building nearby, which I just give them so much credit, all that moving around, and they kept everything running. And they're back in their newly updated facility. They had a nice grand opening the other day, and all reports are just rave reviews that it feels welcoming and airy and light and spacious and just something for everyone, which is exactly what a public library should be, Tom. I'm really happy for them up there. They certainly deserve it.
You bet. Libraries have certainly evolved from the period of my childhood where it was little old ladies in blue hair and a bun and pinch-nosed glasses shushing everyone. There's everything but that in a library now. And if you haven't been in one, you have missed a great deal. Check it out, folks. Is there anything else, Kitty, that you really need to get out before we close out?
Well, I just want to say Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. And
you bet.
Thank you, Tom.
So, to the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. And to you, Kitty, as well, thank you, and bye for now.
Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.